The Beckler's new exhibit makes me think of that Woody Allen movie, Midnight in Paris. The film depicts Paris's golden age in the 1920s when some of the biggest names in art and literature were friends and hung around in cafes and salons. Salvador Dali, Ernest Hemingway, Gertrude Stein, Picasso.
I was just telling Pablo that this portrait doesn't capture Adriana. It has a universality, but no objectivity.
This kind of artistic exchange of ideas between friends is the focus of the Beckler's latest exhibit, Artistic Relationships, Friends, Lovers, and Mentors. It's a way to visualize how these kinds of late-night conversations between friends may have influenced the work you see today. The works of lifelong friends Alexander Calder and Juan Muro are part of the exhibit. They met in Paris in 1928, not long after the movie takes place. But from the outside, they were an unlikely pair, says Beckler's president and curator of the exhibit, John Boyer.
Calder, this kind of big, kind of beefy, tail-back kind of a sculptor, and Miro, more diminutive, who even at his poorest would always find a way to wear a three-piece suit, a bowler, and a monocle. I mean, so if you meet these two guys together in one of the Montparnasse restaurants, you'd think that these were the least likely of friends, but in fact they became increasingly close. As friends, travel together, you know, would go out dining and drinking to the wee hours together in Montparnasse.
Today, Calder's best known for his delicately balanced hanging mobiles, and Miro, his paintings. This exhibit displays several of the friends' individual prints, watercolors, and textiles. Calder once said, "Archaeologists will tell you there's a bit of Miro in Calder, and Calder in Miro. And looking at these pieces, it's clear why." On the floor is a carpet by Miro. And on the wall behind it, a tapestry by Calder. Both are in black, white, and primary colors with rounded, organic-looking forms. It's like you're looking under a microscope. You can almost imagine the two friends meeting up, chatting over the major scientific discoveries of the day, and then going home and turning the ideas into art.
There's a lot out there that suggests that artists always work in this lonely isolation, and all of these discoveries and epiphanies are completely self-generated. And while that is very often the case, it is certainly not exclusively the case. And in fact, here we see works that could have never happened were it not for the relationships that these artists had with each other.
The exhibit Artistic Relationships, Friends, Lovers, and Mentors is on display at the Beckler until July. For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte.